This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, September 13th, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host today. Alex Jones is going to be joining us in the next segment with a breakdown of today's news, and there is a lot of it. We've got an article here from, this is from the Drudge Report, give them a hat tip. The New York Times talking about Justice Breyer, one of the Supreme Court justices who is promoting a new book. He's going to be on the Colbert Late Show tomorrow night on CBS, the new show that Stephen Colbert has taken over from David Letterman. He's going to be pushing that book, talking about that book. Listen to the title of the book, The Court and the World, American Law and the New Global Realities. Because, you know, we have to not be so concerned about things that are in America like the Constitution. We really need to make our decisions based on what the rest of the world is doing. That's essentially the thrust of his book. And as the New York Times points out in their article, he is someone who, more than anyone else, has voted with the majority this last year. So at 77, Justice Breyer really is the mainstream of thought in the Supreme Court. And what we're seeing, regardless of what you think about these different issues, what we're seeing over and over again is a court that, of course, legislates unashamedly, legislates from the bench. They don't really care what the laws are. They don't care what the Constitution is. They no longer see their job as interpreting the Constitution or the laws that Congress passes in light of the Constitution. No, they're there to reflect what they consider to be the wishes of the people. That's what we saw with the Supreme Court's decisions on marriage. It really wasn't a constitutional determination. They were basically, they threw in some issues, amendment about some of the amendments after the Civil War that were set up to establish equal protection for slaves, establish the legal rights of former slaves who were now free, to give them voting rights and other rights. They threw some of that stuff in. That clearly was not what it was talking about. Look, if you want to talk about Supreme Court decisions, just look at the abortion decision, where they said that the right to kill your child is a decision of privacy. Clearly, they're cherry-picking and playing with the definitions of privacy. They could care less about your privacy when it comes to dragnet surveillance. They could care less about your privacy at the airport when the government sticks their hands on you and makes demands of you. They don't care one fig about your privacy. This is simply the straws that they use to reflect their personal agenda, and now they're saying that they're doing things that reflect what America wants. But now we're moving to the position where they're unashamedly talking about reflecting global values. And he even references how much of a crisis is created when some Supreme Court justices referred to foreign law as a basis for their decision in the past. They even brought up calls for impeachment, as it should. They took an oath to the Constitution, not to the French law, not to British law, not to German law, not to any other law, not to the UN's regulations. They took an oath to the Constitution. But, of course, we've been seeing this going on for a very long time. What is different about all this is what we continue to see. The mask is coming off. They've tried to pretend that they're operating under the rules that we've had. They try to pretend that they are operating under the Constitution, which gives them their legitimate authority. If they had legitimate authority, they would be operating under it. When they get out from underneath the Constitution, they delegitimize their authority. But now they're doing it openly, just as we saw the mask come off with the NSA. There was an amazing article from James Clapper saying that the U.S. intelligence community, it's kind of like Spider-Man. He says, Spider-Man is known for his precognitive spidey senses. Well, many of our customers expect us to be clairvoyant when it comes to things. Interesting that James Clapper would talk about being clairvoyant. We talk about precognition because James Clapper has been, from the very beginning, intimately tied into geospatial intelligence that looks at your activity, that tries to map you out in the human domain analytics. No, the analogy to Spider-Man is with great power comes great responsibility. And if you throw away the Constitution, you've thrown away your responsibility as well as your authority. Stay with us. Alex Jones is going to break down the news when we come back. We'll be right back after this break.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's Sunday, the 13th day of September, 2015. I'm your host, Alex Jones. David Knight is coming up to co-host on this live broadcast. YouGov poll, 29% of Americans would support a military coup. That was conducted basically by a West Point professor and others that were concerned. Trump says lightweight Rand Paul doesn't belong in the debate. Thousands flock to anti-migrant demonstrations in Eastern Europe. Top feminist says put all men in concentration camps. She writes for The Guardian. She's not joking. She says she's not joking. And end heterosexuality. That's been the plan the whole time. Psychopaths are running the world. Former U.S. Marine blows the whistle on Syrian false flag, exposes real agenda. GOP, defund Planned Parenthood even if it didn't break the law. Well, it did break the law, and we shouldn't be funding it. Continuing, private property expropriated by German state for refugees. That's just some of the headlines up on Infowars.com where we're breaking down today. But first off, let's look at the, quote, migrant crisis, because within that you have a prism through which you can see all the spectrums of lies, the entire cacophony of fraud. First off, they're not migrants. A migrant would be, say, Bedouin in Saudi Arabia who, by law, are allowed as desert people to just basically cross highways wherever they want, block traffic, do whatever they want. It's kind of like farmers are allowed to drive 10 miles an hour down the side of the road with their tractor because it's part of the culture, it's part of commerce, it's part of what was before. Okay, it's like Native Americans are allowed on their ancestral lands to basically do their own rituals and to engage in some of those ancient migrations. That is what a migrant is. People out of North Africa, the Middle East, Asia, you name it, coming in on boats, coming in on planes, driving in, walking in, carjacking, truckjacking, and then coming in by the hundreds of thousands per month per country and just demanding everything free is not a migrant. If I show up at your house and knock on the door and say, hi, I'm a migrant, and I'd like you to have me move into your bedroom, as they're doing in Sweden, telling them, how's the illegals, I would be an invader. And you'd laugh at me and say, get off my front porch. But see, if you're brought in by the government and put on welfare, given driver's license, voting cards, you're now a protected group. And it's wrong. I can't go to Saudi Arabia. I can't go to Syria. I can't go to Libya and get stuff for free. I can't have a baby for free. It's a fraud. And this is a political, admitted Cloward and Piven plan to collapse the West, and it's working quite nicely. Okay? It's crazy. And then in Germany and in Hungary and in Romania and in France and in other countries, in England, in the UK, they're banning, quote, anti-migrant demonstrations. And if you poll even recent immigrants that came legally, they don't want this either. They're not crazy. They're running from the destabilization of the Middle East. And a lot of people argue, well, the West destabilized, you know, with all these wars, so we deserve it. I was against this. You were against this. Most of those wars were unpopular. NATO and others launched this attack on Syria, and these aren't even the Syrians we attack that are coming in. These are the Wahhabists on record that are coming in. the very people who've been involved in the takeover, now they can't get the central government of Damascus. They can't get the last third of the country that has the biggest population, so they're out there with nothing. So they are refugees from their attempt to take over. They launched an evil revolution with Saudi Arabian forces and Qatari forces and others, with the West backing them. This has all been declassified. Defense intelligence head, the general went public. Deputy head of the CIA went public this week. Everything we told you years ago, now I'll admit it, because we have the sources. And so that failed. So they won't try to go back into Iraq. They're getting kicked out of there. So they're coming here, which, again, is the clash of civilizations. Destabilize the Middle East, put their forces in, and then just have them go around raising havoc, and then call them angel cakes when they come here. Just like 4 years ago with the attempted overthrow of Egypt, they took out our old ally, put in the Wahhabists again, the Muslim Brotherhood. They went around enslaving, blowing up churches, murdering people in mass, killing tens of thousands. I remember watching Anderson Cooper of the Central Intelligence Agency say they're freedom fighters. This is wonderful news, what's happening in Cairo. You all saw that. So they've done this, problem, reaction, solution. Now they're flooding the West. Now we're going to get into some other stories here in a moment, but it all ties together to the very same central system of ending the fact that human families and communities are self-sufficient. That's why the family has to be destroyed. That's why foreigners have to be brought in to destabilize things. That's why free speech, criticizing globalism, has to be banned by authoritarian EU. That's why demonstrations in England against radical Islamic groups calling for murder and bombing are banned and people are arrested, because they cannot allow people to ever stand up. The greatest crime in the UK is defending yourself when someone's trying to rape your wife in your own home, or stabbing somebody who's robbing you in your own home. You're thrown in prison. The criminals are turned loose. If a criminal falls through your skylight, you get sued, you lose your home. That's real cases, because they've got to be worshipped. They're allied with the state. They're part of the destabilization. They're part of making things so bad, you just give up. So that's why it's important to have your own garden. That's why it's important to have your own friends and neighbors. It's why it's important to have your own cook stove and not let them ban basic agrarian activities and wood stoves that's happening from Australia to the United States to Germany. It's a system, again, of serfdom, of feudalism with a high-tech upgrade. That's what's happening in 2015. It's called Agenda 21. It's a worldwide treaty. Now, before I get back into this, I wanted to tell you why I'm not doing the show today. This happens to me every 3-4 years. I'm a big swimmer, a big open water swimmer. I'm not like Olympic or anything, but I can swim 3, 4, 5 miles easily. And I like to swim in creeks. I like to swim in rivers. There's been a lot of rain lately in Central Texas. I came out here on Labor Day last weekend to visit some friends. I was jumping off their 2.5, almost 3-story dock into the water, and a bunch of water I didn't think shot up my nose. And I thought, oh, my gosh, last time that happened, I got real sick, and it got into my lymph nodes, and my whole face, like a chipmunk, swole up. You probably see it's swollen, the lymph nodes, you name it. I almost didn't do the show Friday. These were so swollen. I began taking colloidal silver a couple days ago, and it's really helped. The last few times I had this happen, it happens again every 2-3 years, they would say, oh, it's bacterial. I'll go to the doctor. They give me antibiotics. It wouldn't go away for a week. Whether it's the colloidal silver or not, this time it's gone down 30-40% in the last couple days, a lot quicker than the last time with antibiotics. And so I am taking – this is a plug at the same time, but it's a true story. I actually didn't have enough of this at home, and I went back into the office today, and then I called Buckley and I said, let's shoot a video about this, because here I am getting colloidal silver because I've already used up the bottles I had at home. And I don't tell you to do this. This is what I personally do when I'm getting rid of something. It's great topically as well. It's a classic antibiotic. But consult your physician. This is just my personal opinion and view. When I have an infection, I drink a bottle over 3-4 days. And I told the story. Well, Buckley's shooting the video. He remembers it. I hate to bring it up. He'll probably tear up. But it was 1.5 years ago that my uncle died of a respiratory illness. I got it while I was there. My dad got it, was sick for 2 months. I don't know why I didn't think colloidal silver. I was going to get antibiotics. 2 different rounds didn't work. I drank 2 bottles over a week, so did my dad, and we got better. And, I mean, this was the worst infection of my life. And I just want to thank God that I got healed, and thank God we have natural things like a silver bullet. And I'm not saying it's the ultimate silver bullet, but it's the closest thing in my life I've found to a silver bullet. We're going to go to break here. I'm going to have David take us out. And when we come back, I've got a little bit more other stories I want to cover. And then we will throw things to David so that he can continue with the broadcast, take your calls, have some guests on, and more on this Sunday worldwide broadcast. But that's why I'm not here today. And it's important to rest when you have something like this. I may not be in tomorrow, but David will do a great job. But I'll also tape some reports. I feel okay, but these bacterial infections are not something to mess around with. Thank God it's not an amoeba. You know, Lake Travis's people die almost every year with these amoebas when it gets above 90 degrees in the water. It's cooled off now, so it's safer. Almost every year somebody dies. And I just think they're migrants. I mean, they're not invading bacteria. I mean, I have smaller ones is what I have right now. So I guess there's smaller amoebas that are in me, but not the big ones that eat the brain, get into the sinus. That's how these got in too, these smaller bacteria. And I just, they're not invaders. They're migrants. They're here loving me. They deserve to come in. They deserve to do this. And if they kill me, you know, so what? I mean, they deserve a home as well. So I salute the amoebas. Sorry, guys. Not going to do too well. I want to be clear. An amoeba is a giant single-cell bacteria, the biggest. I have little bitty bacteria. I don't have amoebas. But the point is that it's the same deal. And so these are migrants right now that have my head swole up with white blood cells fighting.
Global warming covertly describes the effects of iron poisoning. CO2 is iron poison blood types and is the body's defense mechanism to buffer the oxygen iron attracts. CO2 in blood and blood type prevalences are used as false evidence for global warming and is the setup for the greatest fraud in history. The healthy blood type AB is on the Shroud of Turin and is their DNA proof they are his Christ. For further information, unveilingthem.com, UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that in. And I hope that
welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, September 13th, 2015. I had to think. Friday was September 11th. Today's the 13th. We've got a lot of news coming up in this broadcast. We've got a Supreme Court justice who's now pushing a book that says we should take a global view of law. We know they haven't had the Constitution in mind for a long time, and now they're openly talking about how we need to take a globalist view of this. We've got Lindsey Graham saying the conditions are ripe for another 9/11. There you go. You know, that story has been around so long that it has gotten ripe, and it stinks to the high heavens, anybody that's taking a look at the facts of it. But it may not, it's not always going to come around in the same way. What may happen this time may be the release of a Department of Defense bioweapon. We've had some very, very troubling news that's come out yet again. There's every couple of months we find out about a massive loss of control with weaponized viruses and diseases. And yet, again, this is happening. We see this happening over and over and over again. Another expose, we've got a report on it on Infowars.com, as well as a report from USA Today, because there's a reporter there that's been very good at following these kind of releases. They bring in the deadliest bacteria. This time it's the Black Plague and other pathogens. They weaponize them. They call them select agents. This is militarized, folks. This is what the Department of Defense is doing, along with the CDC. They militarize these deadly pathogens that are not native to our area, and they weaponize them. They call it gain of function. That's Pentagon speak for making them more deadly and more easily transmitted. We should be very concerned, because they're also extremely lax in the way that they handle this. They're constantly getting out of their biosafety labs, even shipping them in standard Federal Express shipping containers, which is what we're seeing happening yet again. So maybe that's the way the next 9/11 is going to come. And, of course, we could always conveniently blame it on the terrorists. Whether it is an accident or whether it is deliberate, they will use it that way, folks. And, of course, we've got Donald Trump joining forces with with Senator Sessions against the TPP, perhaps. That would be a very welcome thing. I don't agree with the rationale that Donald Trump has put out. Maybe he's doing that to walk a political line. But if he opposes it, I will take it any way it goes. So we're going to talk about that. I find that to be a very hopeful sign. And, of course, John Boehner, one of the people who supported Fast Track for Obama trade, he supported Obamacare in reality. Why wouldn't he support Obama trade? And, in fact, he did. And we now have some congressmen like Justin Amash who are talking about why they should oppose the Iran agreement, because he says this is a treaty and it needs the votes of the people. We have a constitution. Remember that? Remember where we started? The Supreme Court Justice Breyer says that we need to take a globalist view. The constitution doesn't matter to any of these people anymore. That's why they can do something like the transatlantic or trans-Pacific partnerships, which are really treaties. and say, we don't need to go through the constitutional process to do it. Well, they're not going through the constitutional process with this agreement with Iran. And whether you're for the agreement or against the agreement, you should understand that we don't want to be ruled by dictators. And that's precisely what they're saying with the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Many of the people who oppose it say, look, like Donald Trump, he says, I don't necessarily oppose a trade agreement like this, but I don't want Obama negotiating it. Well, everybody can say that. We don't want to have a nation that is ruled by the dictates of one individual. That's called a dictatorship. We have this in every area of our government now. Remember, when we're talking about the rules that the NSA broke when they did dragnet surveillance, we had the generals Hayden saying, well, I didn't need Section 215. I had a direct order from the president. I had a direct order from the president. That trumped everything. We know what that kind of government is called. It's called a dictatorship. We have a dictatorship when it comes to national security, of course, because everything has to lay down for national security. That trumps everything. We could care less about individual liberty anymore. I mean, this has gotten to be an Orwellian world that we live in, where safety equals war, just like Orwell's peace equals war equals peace, that type of thing. That's what they're selling us. You can never be safe, people, if you give up your freedom. You're then a slave, a prisoner. Prisoners and slaves are not safe. You're never safe. The only way that you can ever hope to achieve safety is if you put liberty first. You cannot trade away your liberty for security or for safety. But we see that coming at us over and over again. And I want to go back to what Alex Jones was talking about in the last segment when he was talking about the massive influx that is happening throughout Europe, or as we may soon be calling it, Eurabia. That was Mark Stein's term for it, and I think it's clearly going to fit. He was talking about a demographic change in the sense that Europeans were not reproducing anymore. You take a country like Italy, where they used to have the highest number of children per family, well over five, and now it's well under two, which means that they are cutting their population almost down to one, which means that their population gets cut in half every generation. So if you have any immigration from Muslims who do have a high number of children in their family, then they are going to very quickly take over the demographics. But now it has accelerated quite a bit. So let's talk about that. Before we do, I want to let you know that this hour of the Alex Jones Show is brought to you by BrainForce. We've just got a new shipment of BrainForce in from our manufacturer. You can find that at InfoWarsLife.com. Both listeners and the InfoWar crew can't stop talking about what BrainForce does for them. I take it regularly. I've noticed a real difference with me when I take it. And so it's something that I do all the time, take it regularly. Unlike some energy drinks and supplements, things like just taking caffeine, BrainForce uses natural brain activation ingredients like yerba mate extract and alpha GPC. BrainForce on InfoWarsLife.com already has hundreds of five-star reviews that you can read for yourself, along with all the other research and information. Let me read you one of those reviews that's on our site right now. And that's a good way to determine wherever you're buying products. That's one of the things I like at Amazon.com. I can see people's reviews of the product there, and we've done the same thing here. Here's Lydia from Bedford, UK. She says she takes 1 to 2 tablets a day. She finds the clarity of thinking has increased massively. So do I. Another one by Blue from Gainesville, Florida says, at first I was skeptical because I didn't notice or feel an immediate difference. But after 3 weeks of daily use, I started to feel razor sharp in the afternoons. After taking BrainForce while eating lunch every day, on days that I did not take the supplement, the intensity was not there. Bottom line, it works, and I have reordered it. And, of course, you can take a look at the ingredients. You can do your own research online. You can look at the comments from people on InfoWarsLife.com. And, again, we have BrainForce in. Get it while we have it in supply because it went out very, very quickly when we first introduced it, and for good reason. Now, Alex was talking about this massive crisis that's going on in Europe. Germany has been the centerpiece of where everybody has been going because Germany is really the victim of political correctness, quite frankly. They've become so sensitive, and rightfully so, based on what happened with World War II, that they are so eager to prove that they are not like Hitler and the Nazis, that they bend over backwards to take everyone. But you know what? They can't do it. It's not possible. When we come back, we're going to talk about the emergency controls that have been put on in Germany and why. How people in Europe and Munich are saying, how can we cope? They can't cope. We'll be right back to talk about it. Stay with us.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new Ultra Strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule. That government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Hello, me. Meet the real me. And my misfits wave life.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, September 13th, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host today. As we begin the show, Alex is breaking down the news about what is going on in Europe, the massive uncontrolled immigration. Well, I talked about it on the nightly news on Friday night. I talked about the barbarians at the gate, and that's what we're seeing with Western civilization. And that's not a that's not calling the people who were fleeing the war that we created in Syria. That's not a reference to them. I'm talking about the way the Roman Empire came down. When people invaded the Roman Empire from outside, those who were there no longer really cared to maintain the Roman Empire. They were fed up with the corruption. They were fed up with the oppression. They really could care less. That's an element that you see right now, but this is also part of political correctness. We see people, as I mentioned when we're going to the break, in Germany, they are so concerned to show that they are not anything at all like Adolf Hitler, that they will destroy themselves and commit suicide as a nation in order to show how caring and compassionate they are to other people. You can do that without destroying your nation, but they're very concerned about political correctness. And now the suicide pact is political correctness. I understand the popularity of Donald Trump because Donald Trump is a white male. He's actually even rich. And you know what? He's not ashamed of any of it. Maybe he shouldn't brag so much about it. And he would not be as offensive to so many people. But people are so sick and tired of the cowering of the false shame that's being imposed on people that Donald Trump comes across as very powerful, as the antithesis of all this. And, of course, people are fed up with the corruption in government. But this is also something that is being manipulated by the elitists, by the globalists who are trying to create a world government. This isn't just a breakdown of society like it was with the Roman Empire. They have already engineered out and have been working for several decades. Going back to the 1950s, we had the plan for the European Union, for the Euro. And, of course, economic crises, these kind of immigration crises, and the partnerships that we see that are being collected, they are all part of this globalist plan that we can now see very clearly. We've been telling you how this was designed, how it was engineered. Most people don't want to read the books that Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote. They don't want to look at the mission statements of the Trilateral Commission, three different blocks around the world that they are now creating so that they can then combine into the next step of global governance. They don't want to look at the blueprints. They don't want to look at the plans. They want to pretend that none of this stuff happened. I'm not listening. I'm not listening is what the media says. But we can see that it is now playing out. Let's take a look at specifically what's happening now. As you can see that B-roll of the massive influx of people coming in. The people in Germany want to help these people that are suffering severely in this war that we created. But they say, how can we cope? Munich is overwhelmed by the record influx. And as they're saying, scenes of Germans waiting at the Munich station, carrying refugees or welcome banners, clutching teddy bears to give weary children their long journey from war and persecution, have also become endearing images of an unprecedented migrant crisis hitting Europe. This reminds me of the teddy bears and Glenn Beck going to the border saying, I'm going to go down there and I'm going to help the massive influx of children who have been able to make this journey across Central America through the drug cartels and the terrorism that's going on through that very dangerous thing. These 8-year-olds made this journey, so I want to be there at the border with teddy bears for them. I mean, do you really believe that? Does Glenn Beck really believe that? Do his viewers really believe that these 8-year-olds made this journey? Is he really just enabling human trafficking? See, that's the thing. We can have compassion for people. And there are things that we can do that make sense, but there are things that we can do that don't help them in the long run and destroy us in the near term. If you fly on a plane, as I just did on vacation, what do they tell you if the oxygen masks drop down because you've got a problem? They say, first, put it on yourself so that you can help other people. It's not being selfish. It's being rational. You have to be able to maintain your consciousness. You have to be able to survive before you can help other people. We can help other people in their countries. We've done that sort of thing in the past. One of the ways that we can help them is by not creating massive civil wars for our geopolitical purposes. That's what our elites have been doing. We create these wars and we say, well, that's a humanitarian issue now. We need to be able to help them. Again, from the Daily Mail, we can't take any more, they say. Germany stops all trains from Austria as they reintroduce border controls and temporarily suspend the Schengen Agreement. They say Munich has become the main entry point. It is now at the breaking point. Remember when Nancy Pelosi went to the border? She said, I wish we could take everyone, all these children. Well, you know, Nancy Pelosi, first of all, has not adopted a single child. Let's understand that. In spite of all the millions of dollars that she has ripped off the American taxpayers with this corrupt system of government that we have, saying that she's doing it in public service, she hasn't adopted a single child. But there's a reason that she can't adopt all of these children personally. With all of her money, with all of her power, Nancy Pelosi cannot adopt thousands of children. And you know what? The United States taxpayer cannot adopt an unlimited number of children, regardless of where they're coming from in the world. And that's what we were saying. It wasn't an anti-Hispanic thing. It didn't have anything to do with where they were coming from. We know that there's a massive influx of refugees from China. We're going to have a massive influx from the Middle East. It's the number of people that are coming in. It isn't who they are. We all wish that we could help them. Of course, there's that wonderful story about the guy who's walking along the beach with all the starfish that are on the ocean. And they've washed up, and they're dying. And one guy walks over, and he picks one, and he throws it into the water. And another guy says, what are you doing? You can't save all these starfish. And he goes, I can save that one. I can save that one. We can do that individually. We can do what we can. But we, as a nation, do not have infinite resources to take everybody in the world here and make them our dependents. And, of course, they're not going, people like Nancy Pelosi are not going to be spending any of their money to take care of these people who are coming in. So where is all this going? We've got two different ways that this is being reported. USA Today takes takes a look at those who are holding welcoming rallies. They talk about there's tens of thousands of people in London, Madrid, Athens, Budapest, Lisbon, Warsaw, Geneva, Sweden, all part of the solidarity movement supporting the refugees. Fine. Will they bring them to live in their home? Will they adopt them? Or will they put them on the public trough and forget about them and go back to work the next day? Now, the Hungarian prime minister, and there's several of the Eastern European countries who have recently joined the European Union, and they know what it's like to live under deprived conditions. They were living under the former Soviet Union's thumb for a very long time, and they do not want to return to those harsh conditions. The Hungarian Prime Minister Orbán said, there is no fundamental right to a better life. You understand that? There is no fundamental right to a better life. He says, there's only a right to security and human dignity. Why do we have governments? In the American system, we had governments we were created to protect our rights. Remember the Declaration of Independence? We have certain inalienable rights that among these are blah, blah, blah. Okay, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. To secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, and when they become destructive of those rights, it is our duty and our right to destroy or alter those governments. That's what the Constitution is about. That's what our form of government is about. That's what we said when we declared our independence. We said, this is the purpose of government. It is to secure our individual rights. Now, Obama was a constitutional lawyer. He understood, and he actually talked about, the difference between concepts that we've called positive rights and negative rights. Positive rights say that you have a right to something. I have a right to food. I have a right to shelter. I have a right to education. I have a right to all these different things. That means somebody has to provide it for you. That was not what our country was formed on. He knew that. Our country said we have a right to be left alone, and we have a right to have a rule of law. Stay with us. We're going to continue with this when we come back.
Clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistles, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying five, six, or even seven different cleansing products. We use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigyrex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
BodyArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Right now is the time to jumpstart your health with the new 30% discount from InfoWarsHealth.com. Secure the all-new Tangy Tangerine 2.0 with certified organic ingredients that are non-GMO and better tasting than ever. For an exclusive 30% off discount when you sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's 30% off retail when you become a distributor at InfoWarsHealth.com. You've heard me talk about Tangy Tangerine for years now, and you've heard others talk about what it's done for them. Take the challenge. Try it for the first time. Or even reorder your Tangy Tangerine and other great longevity products like Pollen Burst or the Alex Pack, all for 30% off when you visit InfoWarsHealth.com. This is a fantastic opportunity to be able to try out the hundreds of amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com and get 30% off on products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. Visit InfoWarsHealth.com to get started today. You can also sign up for AutoShip and get free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. It's all available exclusively at InfoWarsHealth.com today.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at Fortress Survival LLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from Fortress Survival LLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com, yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. As we've been talking about in this hour, we've been talking about the massive immigration crisis in Europe. I pointed out it's like the barbarians at the gate with Roman Empire. We see that many people in Europe are willing to commit suicide because of a guilt that's been foisted upon them by political correctness. In the United States, we see in a recent poll, this is an article that's up on InfoWars, we're going to talk about that coming up, we have a third of Americans would support a military coup. This is how bad it's getting. The forces are there for a massive, massive disruption in the West. Because, of course, the West needs to be taken down for the globalists' plans of what they want to create. That's the only obstacle in their way for global governance are the Western nations. The rest of the countries are already too weak. They've already been taken down by colonial powers, by massive exploitation, by continuous war. So now they need to import that unrest that they've been creating. And, of course, these massive refugees that are flowing out of Syria, that is a direct consequence of our long-term planned foreign policy in the area. You want to talk about how we need to get rid of Syria and Iran? What about Saudi Arabia? They're attacking Yemen in a bloody war with massive civilian casualties there. This is a regime that beheads more people than ISIS does on a regular basis. You carry a Bible in there, you're going to go to prison or worse, far worse in many cases. This is a repressive regime, but they're our allies. Saudi Arabia. We aren't worried about Saudi Arabia. We're worried about Saudi Arabia's enemies, Syria and Iran, who are not currently invading anybody, any of their neighbors like the Saudis are. But, of course, we have to destroy that regime because that was our plan of operation, going way back to what Wesley Clark was talking about. He said, we've got this country, and it was Syria, then Iran, and so forth and so on. They had their list. We're going right down the globalist checklist. They're executing the plan, checking off all of the boxes on their plan. We've been telling you about this, and the reaction from mainstream media is like, what plan? I don't see a plan. Go read their books. Go read what Zbigniew Brzezinski said in 1970. The elites liked it so much they put him in charge of the Trilateral Commission so they could consolidate the world governance into a European, an Asian, and a North American bloc and then consolidate those into a global governance. This is where it's all going. Can't you see the plan unfolding now? Can't you see the fact that the unrest that's in the West is something that is right before our very eyes? You need to prepare for yourself. At the very least, there's unrest that is coming in. Prepare for your own. We have InfoWars Life Select that's powered by Patriot Pantry, a new line of storable food. We've just introduced it. We have some great deals on it. I tell you, it's just traveling. We should have, of course, we went on vacation before this started. I should have gotten some of this stuff and just taken this with us on our road trip because a two-week food supply, $80, that is incredibly cheap. A four-week food supply, $156. They're exclusive slimline totes. You can use it for space-saving packaging. All the packages have Ziploc, so nothing goes to waste. And there's no MSG, no autolyzed yeast extract. It's all U.S. ingredients. It's not made in China. This is made and packaged in the United States. It's not grown or manufactured in China. It's not packaged in China. It's all packaged in the United States. It's got a 25-year shelf life and on and on. You can find this at InfoWarsLife.com. This is a special introductory offer. Incredible prices that we have right now on InfoWars Life Select. That's storable foods offered by Patriot Pantry. Now, going back to the immigration crisis, again, we were talking just before we went to the break about the reports from USA Today, talking about how in the established Western countries of and capitals like London, Madrid, Athens, Budapest, Lisbon, Warsaw, Geneva, Sweden, they have massive rallies in support of the immigrants. And, of course, we all understand what's going on there. We all want to help them. But nobody is addressing the root cause. And we'll talk about that in a moment. But then in other countries, and I don't know, getting conflicts here because Warsaw is in Poland. Poland is one of the countries, the four countries, where there is massive opposition to this unlimited inflow of refugees. It's the Czech Republic, Poland, Slovakia, Hungary. What they're concerned about is the fact, and here's the smoking gun again, the fact that this is being foisted upon them by the European Union. The European Union is trying to force nations into accepting unlimited amounts of these refugees. And they're not having it in those four countries. They're having counter demonstrations of tens of thousands of people in those countries. Look at what's going on in Germany. This is an article from InfoWars.com. Private property expropriated by the German state for the benefit of the refugees. Now, we've already seen this back in May. In Sweden, the Migration Board in May in Sweden evicted elderly residents from the Millmark Center outside of Torsby, according to a Swedish language daily newspaper. The residents were told that there were plans to make the property an asylum accommodation for refugees. So if you're a retired person in Sweden and they said that they are going to take care of you, they're going to give you these benefits, they've made that social contract with you, you depended upon that, and then things change and they throw you out of your home. Quite literally, threw them out of their home to make way for the refugees. That's one of the reasons they say that the anti-immigrant parties in even socialist Sweden are leading in the polls. And, of course, the same thing is happening in the UK and France and Germany and Austria and other places as the current crop of political leaders do everything they can to subjugate their citizens, to treat their citizens as second-class citizens, to take non-citizens and make them the preferred people because they are the ones who are going to do what they're told. And, of course, it's going to foment unrest within the country, something that they desperately want to have. This is why you see Donald Trump soaring in the polls, because people understand where this is going. Nevertheless, you don't see Donald Trump or many of the others going back to the roots of this crisis. We cannot forget where this came from. This came from a Syrian civil war. The current crisis is a Syrian civil war, which we have been working on for nearly a decade. Starting in 2007, the U.S. was already in the process of engineering the overthrow and destruction of all prevailing political orders across the Middle East and Northern Africa. This is from New Eastern Outlook. Exactly true. The headline is Social Engineering 101, How to Manufacture a Refugee Crisis. And of course, we've been telling you this story at InfoWars for a very long time, how the U.S. has engineered this, how they've been meeting with people. For example, John McCain, we've seen all the pictures of John McCain shaking hands with people, as I point out here. He posed for pictures with terrorist leaders from Libya. Libya, and you know, 9/11 was the anniversary of Benghazi, not just the attack in New York. This last Friday. You didn't hear too much about that, did you? I don't know. We'll see. Maybe there'll be something in these latest Hillary Clinton emails, but we'll talk about Hillary Clinton in a moment. Nevertheless, Northern Africa and the Middle East. That's exactly what they were saying. So he met with leaders in Libya. He met in Syria. And now one of these guys that he was meeting with, remember we talked about it at the time, we knew they were terrorist leaders. This isn't any revelation. They've now openly come out. And one of them is now the head of ISIS in Libya. That's not a surprise. We told you. They were already terrorists when he was meeting with them. It isn't blowback. It isn't even bad public policy. This is by design. You need to understand that. It would be bad enough if it was just bad policy, if we were just failing in our policy. And, of course, the troubling thing is that we see many people, as Donald Trump began to walk back his comments saying, yeah, you know, I'm against people coming across the border uncontrolled from Central and South America, but we need to bring in those people from Syria because it's a humanitarian crisis. Then he started to walk it back, and he said, well, if I was president, I think what Obama did wrong was he didn't finish off Syria to start with. All that would have done is make the crisis happen even sooner or in a much larger. We don't need to go to war with Syria. They're not attacking anyone. We are the aggressor in Syria. Let's understand that. We walked this back multiple times here at InfoWars. We pointed out multiple false flag attacks. Remember the sarin gas attacks we talked about? We said they're trying to start a war. It got traction. We had people in the military saying, I'm not going to fight for Al-Qaeda. We had Ron Paul, we had Rand Paul, we had Dennis Kucinich saying they were not going to be the air force for Al-Qaeda. People understood what was happening. We stopped them once. We stopped them twice. They continue to press this. They created ISIS, and now we have this massive refugee crisis, and we're told that we have to let them overrun our countries. We need to stop the wars. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The news stories, another shooting, and they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays, exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.